This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time.
It's time for Scrap Guy Solutions with your host, Jeremy Miller. Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Jeremy Miller, and this is Scrap Guy Solutions, a podcast all about helping you make things happen. It is a beautiful morning here at the Scrapyard, coming to you from Miller Scrap and Disposal Studio in beautiful Winona, Minnesota. I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic day. And if you want to get fired up, if you want to get the blood flowing, and if you want to get pumped up and get after it, and if you want to start kicking ass and taking names, then keep listening, because this episode will help you get there. In previous episodes, we've talked about believing in yourself, because once you believe you can do something, once you set your mind to it, just about anything is possible. We talked about the importance of setting goals and putting a plan in place to accomplish those goals. After I set a goal, one of the things I like to do is take some time to visualize a plan to accomplish that goal. It can also be helpful to write it down. Write down your goal and post it somewhere you look every day. Write it down and then do it. Write it down and hold yourself accountable. The next step, the next ingredient in making things happen, is putting in the time, putting in the effort, and putting in the work to get it done. In more simple terms, the next step, the next ingredient in making things happen, is working your ass off. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in this quick tip episode of Scrap Guy Solutions. The bottom line is this: there aren't too many trips down Easy Street. So if you want something, you have to work for it. You have to figure out a way to make it happen. And if you don't, someone else will. If you want something, if you want to make things happen, you have to put in the time, you have to put in the effort, and you have to put in the work to get it done. If you want to get things done, if you want more success, you have to earn it. It can be easy to maybe sit back and complain, or it's easy to point the finger at someone else, and it's easy to blame others, and it's super easy to make excuses. But easy won't help you accomplish your goals. Easy won't get you to the top. Easy doesn't help you win. And if you think about it, there aren't too many things in life worth having that come easy. A good friend and former Senate colleague of mine, and now the mayor of Duluth, Minnesota, Roger Reinhart, always tells me, decisions are made by those who show up. And I can't agree with Roger more. And not only are decisions made by those who show up, but when you show up and when you prove that you can get things done, when you show others that you are someone who gets results, more and more opportunities will come your way. This is something I see all the time. I've experienced it many times myself. Decision makers who need help getting things done, people who are leading businesses or managing organizations, seek out people who get results, people who can help them get things done. Look, I realize it's not always easy, and it's certainly not always convenient to show up. We're all busy. Life happens. And it's certainly not easy to take responsibility or to take action, but showing up, taking responsibility, taking action, and working hard are all necessary if you want to get results, if you want to accomplish your goals, if you want to get things done. Showing up, taking responsibility, taking action, and working hard, these are all things that are necessary if you want to work your way up and if you want to make things happen. If you want to be the best you can be, if you want to get to the top, if you want more success at work, if you want more happiness in life, if you want to win, first you have to believe. Then you have to go out and do it. You have to tell yourself, I can do this, and you have to dig deep. And if you really want it, if you want to differentiate yourself from others, if you want to get to that next level, you have to dig even deeper yet. Some may call it beast mode. I call it fuck it mode, because you have to be willing to work harder. You have to be willing to work longer. You have to want it more than anyone else wants it. You have to be willing to be the last man or the last woman standing. You have to be willing to do whatever it takes to get it done. You have to earn it because no one else is going to do it for you. And when you do, it means so much more. Success. Success is so much sweeter when you earn it with hard work. Winning is so much better when you put in the blood, the sweat, and the tears. And when you start making progress, when you start moving up in the ranks, when you start getting things done, when you start making things happen, more doors will open and more opportunities will come your way, because opportunities gravitate to those who get results, those who make things happen. But be ready, because the higher you go, the more success you achieve, the more you win, there will undoubtedly be some who try to get in your way. There will be some who try to slow you down, and there will even be some who try to knock you down or shut you out. I've seen it time and time again. I've experienced it in business, and I've experienced it in politics, and even sometimes volunteering in the community. The more success you have, the more you achieve, the more things you get done, the more the naysayers, the more the haters will come after you. I don't know if it's jealousy or if some people are just bitter, and there are certainly times that it's just simply politics, but there are some folks out there who simply resent success. I don't know, maybe you see it in professional sports sometimes, but other than maybe professional sports, when is the last time you saw the naysayers or the last time you saw the haters going after losers, going after complainers, or going after negative Nellies? It just doesn't happen. They go after success. They go after the very people who are working their asses off to get things done, those who are getting results. But you know what it does? It helps you build character. It helps you build confidence. It helps you get stronger as a person, stronger as an individual. It gets the blood flowing. It helps motivate you to work even harder. When the naysayers do come after you, when the haters try to slow you down, you have to be ready to bring it. Use it as encouragement. Use it as energy. Use it as motivation. And always do your best to stay positive. And be proud of what you're doing. Let your actions, let your accomplishments, let your success speak for itself. Stay focused and keep putting in the time and the effort and the work so you can keep kicking ass. And then take some time to celebrate your accomplishments. Take some time to live in the moment and enjoy your victories. I'm going to wrap this episode up with something that I'm actually working on myself, something I'm trying to improve on, and that is what I just mentioned, taking some time to celebrate your accomplishments. Take time to celebrate your successes and your victories. Take time to enjoy the moment. I have this tendency to go, go, go. I work on a deal, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one, and pretty soon, it's just one thing after another, and I don't take the time to live in the moment because I'm always looking to what's next. I don't take time to enjoy the moment, and it creates this never-ending grind that eventually wears on you and those around you, especially your family. If you're going to bust your butt to get something done, if you're going to put in the time and the effort to make things happen, if you're working hard and getting results, you deserve to play hard too, at least every once in a while. At the end of the day, you could be the most successful person in the world. You could be the richest person in the world, but it really doesn't matter how much success you achieve or how much money you have in the bank if you can't enjoy life, especially with your family. Well, that concludes episode number 7 of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and please subscribe and give us a like and a follow and leave some comments. You can also check out our website, scrapguysolutions.com, and we would truly appreciate a 5-star review. And whatever you do, don't go anywhere, because we have some exciting episodes coming up, all in an effort to help you make things happen, including some awesome interviews with everyday folks who are out there making things happen. So keep listening. Most importantly, make today your day. Figure out what you want, then get started, stick with it, and go make it happen. Peace out. 4, 3, 2, 1, watch out, here I come, this is my time. I'm on the ride.